Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steelsmith. Both in the ministry that God's blessed us with and in our business interests, yet again, I get the sense that God is doing something fresh, wonderful, and new. I've spent the past week on business and ministry in New Zealand, and God turned up powerfully. The past few years have been equal parts challenging, opportunity-laden, and at times downright confusing for so many. With COVID, numerous wars around the world, the rise of nationalism, the constant tensions between extreme left and extreme right ideologies, and in these challenging times in particular, we can take heart and encouragement from the unfailing and unchanging promises in God's word. Isaiah 43:18-20 says, "Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert, while beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me, for I supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones, so that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise." This is a powerful and emotive scripture, but let's dig deeper into it for a minute or two. Last Sunday would have been my late father's 96th birthday. Truthfully, reading this passage brings a tear to my eye. Just as it did when he prayed over my family and I as we departed Sydney International Airport to relocate to Cape Town over a decade ago. And just as God definitely did a new and wondrous thing all those years ago, I sense that he's doing so again right now. Friends, this whole chapter is looking at the release of the Jews out of captivity and importantly beyond that to the salvation of mankind in Jesus' death and resurrection. It starts with a rebuke to stop focusing on the past, but more so that the Jews should not be limited by the past, but rather, as it says in verse 19, that they should look forward to greater things even than God had done for them in the days of old. This then should also remind us that the things of old would not just be repeated, but rather bettered. I think that in this crazy season the world is in, this is a particularly relevant exhortation to look forward, not back, and to look forward with expectation, and one that is not limited by past glories, past ways of doing life, and past habits. Just as we shouldn't be focusing on things getting back to normal, nor should we focus on the new normal, but rather we should be looking forward to a greater future, encompassing God's new blessings and all of the lessons of this season that we've all been in. And just as this passage encouraged the Jews to not be surprised by the new mercies and the way being made in the wilderness, nor should we be surprised by God's provision and new grace that will come ahead of us. And just as God saw the Jews safely to the promised land, so too he will bring us out of the challenges of the season that 2025 has been. So let me ask you, friends, do you not yet perceive it? I believe that this scripture read today is a great and timely reminder to us that we are not created for our own enjoyment and fulfillment, but rather we were created to love, to walk intimately with, and ultimately to praise God. Friends, are we praising God not just with our lips, but also in our lives and by giving up ourselves to his service? Of one thing I'm certain, and that is that the more that we praise God, the greater the fulfillment of the purpose and destiny of our lives becomes, not because of what we get. You see, we already got everything and then some on the cross, but rather because our purpose is fulfilled because we simply have the privilege of living praise-filled lives, always in and all things giving praise to our God. Amen. Friends, as we wrap up, I want to share a little testimony with you. Almost exactly a year ago, one of my much-loved spiritual sons, who also happened to be a pretty accomplished and respected gang general, was brutally gunned down and killed. I recently had the privilege of recording a podcast with a couple of his key lieutenants or senior longtime gang members. And whilst we still mourn the loss of my spiritual son or their brother, I can also share good news this week of the senior gang members that used to serve under this son of mine, who've used his death as the opportunity or the clarion call to realize that the gang life is not what it promised when they were impressionable lighties. So these brave men in their late 30s and early 40s have simply walked away and left the old ways of doing things behind. Are they perfect? Of course not. Neither am I, but they are on their journey and they're heading in the right direction. This to me is a great example of the wonderful passage that we've explored today, whilst also an example of the fact that God uses all things, even an unrighteous killing, ultimately for his glory. Amen. My hope and prayer this week is that you can perceive the move of God and the winds of positive change in your family, your business or work situations, and in your local communities too, as we look to close out the year of 2025 triumphantly and well. I'd love to hear testimonies of what God's doing in your life, your workplace, ministry, church, or community. So feel free to reach out via Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook and share your testimonies too. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steelsmith. God bless.